Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 85, Scene 2, an abbreviated summation of the entire philosophy of spiritual life. When Vasudeva was addressing his divine sons in that way, Krishna and Balaram were smiling, and because they are very affectionate towards their devotees, Krishna and Balaram accepted all the appreciation of Vasudeva with a kindly smiling attitude. Krishna then began to confirm all of Vasudeva's statements. My dear father, whatever you may say, we are, after all, your sons. So whatever you have said about us is certainly a highly philosophical understanding of spiritual knowledge, and I accept it in total without exception. Vasudeva was in the complete perfection of life in considering Lord Krishna and Balaram to be his sons. But because the sages assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra had spoken about Lord Krishna as the supreme cause of everything, Vasudeva simply repeated it out of his love for Krishna and Balaram. Lord Krishna did not wish to detract from his relationship with Vasudeva as father and son. And therefore, in the very beginning of Krishna's reply, Krishna accepted the fact that he is the eternal son of Vasudeva and that Vasudeva is the eternal father of Krishna. After this, Lord Krishna informed his father of the spiritual identity of all living entities. My dear father, everyone, including myself and my brother Balaram, as well as all the inhabitants of the city of Dwaraka and the whole cosmic manifestation, is exactly as you have already explained. But all of us are also qualitatively one. Lord Krishna intended for Vasudeva to see everything in the vision of a Mahabhagavat, or first-class devotee. Such a first-class devotee sees that all living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In fact, every living entity has spiritual identity, but in contact with material existence, one becomes influenced by the material modes of nature. He or she becomes covered by the concept of bodily life, forgetting that the spirit soul is of the same quality as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We mistakenly consider one individual to be different from another simply because of their material bodily coverings. And because of differences between bodies, the spirit soul appears before us differently. Lord Krishna then gave a nice example in terms of the five material elements. The total material elements, namely the sky, air, fire, water, and earth, are present in everything in the material world, whether it be an earthen pot, or a mountain, or the trees, or an earring. These five elements are present in everything in different proportions and quantities. A mountain is a gigantic form of the combination of these five elements, and a small earthen pot is of the same elements but in a smaller quantity. Therefore, all material items, although in different shapes or different quantities, are of the same ingredients. So similarly, the living entities, beginning from Lord Krishna and including the Vishnu Tattva, and millions of Vishnu forms, and then the living entities in their different forms, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small ant, all are of the same quality in spirit. Some are great in quantity and some are small, but qualitatively they are of the same nature. It is therefore confirmed in the Upanishads, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanash Chaitananam, Eko Bahunam Yo Vididhati Kaman. The Supreme Lord is the chief among all living entities, and Krishna maintains them and supplies them with all necessities of life. Anyone who knows this philosophy is in perfect knowledge. The Vedic version, Tat Tvam Asi, or Thou Art the Same, does not mean that everyone is God, but rather everyone is qualitatively of the same nature as that of God. After hearing Krishna speak the entire philosophy of spiritual life in such an abbreviated summation, Vasudeva was exceedingly pleased with his son. And being thus elated, Vasudeva could not speak, but remained silent. Thus ends Chapter 85, Scene 2, an abbreviated summation of the entire philosophy of spiritual life. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Tava kara kamalavare nakamad bhuta sringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanu bringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare.
O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed this form as half man, half lion. All glories unto you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas before Srila Prabhupada. Srila Jiva Goswami describes what Lord Krishna thought after hearing his father glorify him. Vasudeva has been honored with the eternal role of my father, something even demigods like Lord Brahma cannot aspire for. Therefore, Vasudeva should not be absorbed in thinking of my godly aspects. Moreover, Vasudeva's reverence greatly embarrasses me. It was to avoid this very situation that after killing Kamsa, I made a special effort to reinforce their pure parental love for me and Balaram. But now, unfortunately, the statements of these sages threaten to revive some of Vasudeva and Devaki's previous awareness of my supreme majesty. We should not misunderstand the oneness Lord Krishna speaks of in this section. The subtle words of the Upanishads often mislead the impersonalist into believing that all existence is indescribably one without any variety in the ultimate issue. Some of the mantras of the Upanishads emphasize the sameness of God and His creation, while others speak about their difference. The one Paramatma appears to be many simply by the influence of the modes of nature that He Himself creates. So how is that? Because although in truth the Paramatma is self-illuminating, eternal, aloof from everything, and free of the modes of nature, still, when He appears as His manifestations, He seems to be just the opposite, a multiplicity of temporary objects saturated with the modes of nature. Just as the elements of ether and so on, when manifesting in pots and other things, seem to appear and disappear, so also the Paramatma seems to appear and disappear in His various manifestations.
Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.